Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's safe to say that our luck has officially turned around, guys. We are back, baby. We are back. We are back. Classic. We are back.
It just seems like things are difficult for the Chiefs right now on offense. And, you know, they have a much better defense statistically than the Ravens do right now. But I just think the Ravens are a much better football team. And I think that'll show up on Sunday.
The Chiefs will be fine. They are just not fine now. Then you come into a game and you've got questions about the Chiefs offense, the Chiefs defense, and the Ravens defense. Which thing did I leave out there? Oh, the Ravens offense. The Ravens offensive ranks compared to the Chiefs offensive ranks, I just simply do not think the Chiefs can keep up in this game. It's that simple. So the Ravens will cover 2.5 points because they're going to hang 27 on the board. Do we honestly feel confident that a Chiefs team is ready to put 30 points up on Baltimore based on what we've seen from them this year? I'm not talking about championship pedigree. I'm not talking about 5 years ago. I'm talking about what we're seeing from the Chiefs right now. They're not prepared to win a shootout.
Ravens have dropped like 40, 42, and 30. I think if the Chiefs tried to score 30 points right now, it would take 8 games.
Kansas City is anything but dominant on the ground. And then on the other side of the ball, the Ravens offense is the best unit in this game. I do think Lamar is going to have success against this Chiefs defense. I expect them to play a lot of zone. I think that they will send pressure less than they normally do. That's what Cece Moeller did last time he played Lamar, only a 23% blitz rate, play coverage. And I think Baltimore and Lamar Jackson will be patient, willing to work underneath, play action, passing, attack, two tight ends on the field. So I think this offense will have a bounce back game. And I think that the Ravens have a chance to pull out the win.
I'll tell you what, one word, stupid.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, that was swings and misses all over the joint by the Nationals, huh?
Mm-hmm. Chiefs can't put up 30 points. Well, they put up 37, you're right.
Yeah, stay glued to the red zone and don't watch the games and see how these games are happening right before your eyes, right? Chiefs are no good. It's going to take them 8 weeks to put up 30 points. Who said that one?
That was Pat McAfee guy?
Yeah.
It's one of the guys on McAfee's show.
Oh, Boston Connor?
Yes, I think that guy. Yes.
Okay. I wish we had that audio. Right, that kid is like, oh, and by the way, F you, Boston Connor.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
So good.
It's so good. It's so good.
Feels good.
Yes, it does. It's so good to sit back today and go, man, that was just one hell of a fun win, right? I mean, so good to see that team win yesterday, man. It was awesome. That was fun. It was fun. It was relaxing. It was enjoyable. It was all of those things that you want. Like, dudes were mowing their lawn in my hood yesterday in the third quarter.
Love
man. That's how that game was.
Yeah.
People were mowing late in the third quarter yesterday.
Mm. Yeah, I did all that Saturday before the concert. But that was crazy to see that offense click, to see how much of an impact Xavier Worthy can be because, again, my mind always wants more, right? That's what we always want, like Ryback, feed me more. And you see what it does with Xavier Worthy coming back, and then, of course, immediately I'm going, what's it going to look like when they have Worthy and Rice back? You know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah. Best offense in the league.
Sound like Rex Hunter telling Salvi to get on his horse.
Or Rex Ryan looking at feet. Either way, it's the same noise.
I'm just here for the bang, is what Rex Ryan's shirt once
Oh, my
said.
God. No, he did not.
Remember
no.
we did that on the 4th of July?
Oh, so that's right.
I'm just
that's
here
it.
To bang. Yeah, two girls on his arms.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I was thinking of old school when the guy shows up at the door.
Oh,
you know, I thought he had a shirt on that said that.
That's Andy Dick.
My dad just met Rex. Great guy. He said he was super nice.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Hanging out.
Yeah, just keep him away from your wife's feet.
Yeah. Keep
All
you
right.
away from Jerry
Let's
Glanville.
See how accurate we were.
Gone back and forth on this all week, but the Chiefs are not losing two home games in a row, especially as underdogs. So this is the most complete we're going to have seen this offense, not only from a roster perspective, but from actually on the field play perspective. We've seen Tyquan get involved. Xavier's back. This run defense is porous. We're going to see some good runs from both Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. Xavier Worthy's going to score. Pacheco's going to score. The defense is not going to be as good necessarily as people want it to be because Lamar is a cheat code. And so I wanted to get people prepared for that. Derrick Henry's not going to fumble every game. He's not going to fumble this Sunday. But the Chiefs will win in a tight game. They'll have to drive down the field at the end of the game to win it. Kelce will catch two clutch passes. The Chiefs will win 24-20.
So for me, the second half of last week's game was the breakthrough that the Chiefs needed on offense, and now they get to add Worthy back into the mix. You heard Mitch talk about that as well. That first drive in the second half was imperative for this team. The Chiefs will be playing with extra juice having Xavier Worthy back, and it opens up so much. We'll see the running game work. We'll see over 100 yards for the Chiefs, not counting Patrick Mahomes' rushing yards for this organization. Worthy will have a 45-yard or more reception and score, and Travis gets back into the end zone as well, atoning for the drop INT versus the Eagles 2 weeks ago. He needs to show big in this game. He had a rough one last week, had a rough one the week before. It's time to show up big for this game. No more yelling on the sidelines. Go out there, use that energy, and produce. The defense, I do believe they will force Henry to fumble. Chiefs win this game 35-0.
In the words of the great Jim Ross, I think this game is going to be a real slobber knocker. I think that the Chiefs get Thornton and Worthy going early. How they use Xavier will be interesting. Like, is he ready to get live action? Or is he just going to be a decoy? I'm yet to decide on what I think that's actually going to be, but we will see in this game. We find out early because Andy will always tell us in the plays, right? We know when he gets a new guy in his offense, the first ball goes right to him. When he gets a guy back, we're going to see if he's ready to go at Arrowhead on Sunday. Mahomes looks real good, like real good, I think, in this game. And has all these Norwals out there talking garbage that, you know, he's taking a tier down. This is Josh Allen. This is his league now. This is not Mahomes' dominant anymore. Well, it's time to put those people to bed and be quiet. I think the Chiefs D has a big turnover late in this game. What that turnover is, I don't know, but time will tell. And I see this one as I like it, 28-20 Ravens.
What?
Just kidding. I've got a 28-20 Chiefs in this game.
So not bad. Hey. Not bad. Worthy was found early.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kelce was big in this game. Worthy did have a run that Bob called. It was 37 yards. His longest receiving catch was 37 yards, close to 40. They did run for 100 yards with Worthy, Pacheco, and Hunt, and Smith.
113 if you take Mahomes' number out of five. That's what it was. 118 total rushing yards. Take Mahomes' out. You're still over 100.
Mahomes only sacked one time.
I had a good weekend. Blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, right?
It's nice. It was nice.
I don't know if Kelce was big. Five, is that big? What do you guys
think? For him, no, that's big now. I also like the context of those catches. Yes. We're all big. Third downs, need someone. Hey, right. We've only scored two field goals on our two drives. We need a touchdown. Here's Kelce.
Right.
Like, yeah. That's what it felt like.
It did. It felt like he was there when you needed him, right? Like, if you look at the stats, 5 of 48, he's washed. But then you watch the game and you see what he did. You're like, oh, he was big.
He's good. Yes.
He was big. This is where the stat thing kind of gets in the way of what reality was, because those are 48 yards that, you know, everybody wants 100 yards every single game for everybody, right? But those 48 were big yards, and he was there when Mahomes needed him. And you talked about earlier, Mac, that floater.
Oh, it was so good. It was
so
perfect.
So pretty.
He just knew where he was going to be, man. It felt old school. That felt like, all right, mm-hmm. that connection, it never left.
The Lamar fumble was in the third quarter, right?
No, I think that was before halftime. Wasn't that the one before halftime? Then they tried the field goal and missed the field goal. And then...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that might have been it. Yeah.
That, they got 6 points off turnovers.
Yeah, I'd have to look at it. Yeah, I'd have to think about it. I watched the highlights again after just because I wanted to
yeah, you wanted,
in
you, you yes. wanted to stay in it and continue
yes,
to watch. Yeah.
I did. I mean, I haven't done that in a minute.
Well, that's the funny thing. See, I'm the same way. Like, I haven't watched much of the football show on NBC because that show sucks. I mean, that's just a train wreck from top to bottom. That show, they should be embarrassed that they roll that thing out there on NBC. That thing just blows. But I watched it because I wanted to see the highlights. I was flipping around to on the box, going to different stations to see what kind of highlights they were showing of the game, how Baltimore was. Like, I was in last night.
I mean,
night
it had to have been the second half, right? Because I sent you no it's over text yet is wild. And I sent that at 4:46.
Gotcha. That must have been
3:25 start, though.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
We can look.
Yeah.
We are close on the parlay. We are close. Kelce just got to score some touchdowns.
Yeah,
that's
he'll
what's
get there.
I should have lost mine. Pacheco, 35. I had him at over 34.5.
Yeah, you had 34.5. You finished with 35. I had the Chiefs on the money line. I ain't done.
Let's go. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, Pacheco is officially I think he played under 40% of the snaps yesterday. Breshard Smith was near 30% of the snaps yesterday.
He fumbled with 1:41 to go in the half.
In the half, there we go. Yeah, so in the half, not close to the end of the game, but yeah. So I mean, look, you took advantage of the turnovers. You won the point differential on turnovers. You made Lamar Jackson look like a rookie all over again. That goes to Spags. The offense looked like they were having fun. That goes to the offensive coordinator and the head coach and Matt Nagy and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Everybody played their role perfectly yesterday on the offensive side, minus Isaiah Pacheco and Harrison Butker.
And I think you nailed it. Fun.
Yeah.
Very fun.
They had fun yesterday.
I will say, I know we'll probably touch on Butker later. I think I'm the only one in KC who's not like out on him or
no,
like,
I don't think you are.
I'm not out on him.
Okay, good. Okay. Just like everyone's
very
like,
concerned.
Yeah.
I will say he's got the distance. The distance is there. Like that has not left. And that to me makes me feel like, okay, he can get the accuracy back. But once you lose the distance, it's like, all right, it's over.
Yeah. I don't know which one is more concerning, the distance or the accuracy. I think.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think, look, kickers in the game today now, they're a dime a dozen to kick a 55-yard field goal anymore.
I can trust Mahomes to get to 35. Can I trust Harrison Butker to put between the uprights?
I know he's going to get it there distant-wise, accuracy-wise.
Yeah,
accuracy-wise,
no. He made a 59er this year, but it was off the upright.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, it's tough, man.
Yeah.
It's definitely concerning.
It is.
That's for sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.